will be arguing by your lonesome. Have you signed in, Mr. Monahan?
I have.
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't have to ask if you'd like to reserve any time for rebuttal.
Hopefully I will come and go quickly, but this case is very small compared to the one that my friend Mr. McAfee was arguing a few minutes ago. The issues are relatively few. The record is fairly brief, and yet it's equally important in the eyes of the court.
Let me make sure, Ms. Murray, let me make sure I understand this, because, frankly, there's a lot going on here.
There have been
a number of cases in this court and other courts.
There have been 10 cases and at least 13 judges, now 14 with Mr. Attlee added to the list today. Thank you.
Do I correctly understand the timeline here is essentially the petition in question here was appealed to the circuit court, but the appeal was withdrawn. Therefore, reinstating the juvenile court's judgment in that regard. Meanwhile, other issues, related issues, but not this particular petition, were refiled in the circuit court and later appealed to our court. And while our court was resolving the appeal of these other issues, this one petition, which somehow was out there all by itself, remained in juvenile court, was decided in juvenile court, and then appealed to circuit court, where the circuit court determined that because all these other related matters were in the Court of Appeals, it lacked jurisdiction, and therefore the juvenile court lacked jurisdiction to consider all that, and that's the thrust of your appeal here today. Is that about the size of it, or did I leave something important out?
That's not right, if I understand what you said. So what this case is Ms. Minor filed a petition on March the 19th of 2015. That's the petition that this case is about in the juvenile court. And that was based on stuff that happened in December of 2014, January of 2015. So events that happened long after.
But that particular petition was not the subject of adjudication in any other court at that time, correct?
That's the whole issue.
Right. Okay. And that's the answer to that question, yes or no?
The answer is yes. Okay. It's all new matter, but it's one of the same children.
Obviously, yes.
And so part of the reason that I'm here is to answer just these questions. The record is complicated when you look at all of the history. But if I could give you the one-minute version of the procedural history, in this prior case, the 173-14-3 case, what this court decided was that back in 2012, Judge Powell decided 12 cases, three each for four of the Barrett children. So there were two motions filed by Mr. Barrett and one filed by Ms. Minor for each of the four children who were underage then, including the son who's the subject of the 2015 petition. So if you look at page 25 of the appendix, you see the order that she decided with respect to this one child who's the subject of this case. And you look in the upper right, you see his name there on the left, but the upper right, this decided three cases. And I call them the 0606 case, the 0604 case, the 0605 case, three cases. So those cases were decided together on the same day on the same piece of paper on October the 4th, 2012. But if you look on pages 30, you can see on pages 27, 28, 29, there were three separate notices of appeal for those three cases. There's one for 0604, one for 0605, one for 0606. And then if you look at Judge Vanover's order from May the 2nd, 2013, which appears in the appendix at pages 30 and 31, that's where these three cases for this one child that were decided together have a parting of ways. And the reason for that parting of ways is Mr. Barrett decided he didn't want to go forward, and he wanted to drop everything. But he was only the plaintiff in some of the cases. He couldn't non-suit the cases where Ms. Minor was the plaintiff. And so this order from May the 2nd, 2013, it lists all the cases that are non-suited. But if you look at the second page, the case that she filed with respect to the son that we're talking about in this case, the appeal was withdrawn. And that's where the juvenile court order became final and binding as to this fellow was May the 2nd, 2013. And then in the other two cases, the 0604 and the 0605, and the similar cases for the child's three sisters, Mr. Barrett refiled those in the circuit court. He refiled his non-suited appeals in October of 2013. And then in January of 2014, Judge Alexander, sitting by designation, dismissed those cases on two grounds. And with respect to Mr. Barrett's claim for modification of the prior order from 2010, he said it was res judicata. His ruling was that when Mr. Barrett withdrew his appeals, that basically the judge entered one order for all three cases that said, this is what, there's one cause of action here, it's for modification of the 2010 order, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's what everybody in the case was asking for, was modification of the 2010 order. Judge Alexander ruled in 2014 that the juvenile court order that became final, that was withdrawn, not non-suited, was res judicata on Mr. Barrett's refiled claims for modification of the 2010 order, and then that was appealed. And that was the appeal that was decided in record number 173-14-3, and that panel was Judge Huff and Judge Chafin and Judge Russell, and they heard argument in April of 2015, but before that, this motion was filed on March the 19th. And as part of the record in that case, Mr. Barrett filed a motion for an emergency stay. He said, Court of Appeals, Ms. Minor is filing new cases about custody of one of these children. You need to stop it now. And that motion was denied. And the Court of Appeals went on and decided that Judge Alexander got it right. That even though these orders for this boy and his sisters were entered in this fashion with three cases disposed of on one page, the one as to which, for each child as to which the appeal was withdrawn, had become res judicata as of May the 2nd, 2013, and Mr. Barrett's subsequent claims for the same relief were barred. And that, I submit to you, is essentially, that does all the heavy lifting that we need to know to decide this case, which is, was that appeal an appeal of these orders as to which the litigation ended on May the 2nd, 2013? And that's what I'm arguing in a nutshell is, this Ms. Minor, if you look in her motion, that's page one of the appendix, she specifies which order it is that she's talking about. She says up here, what's the order that she's seeking to be modified? It's the 0606 order, the order that disposed of this case. The case that ended on May the 2nd, 2013, the case that was never the subject of a decision on the merits in the circuit court, and the case that was never the subject of an appeal to the Court of Appeals, and that would provide the defense in the res judicata ruling that was affirmed by this court in the 173 case. And she identifies it further in her description of the order. She says that it's the order that Mr. Barrett appealed and then withdrew his appeal with leave of court as shown by the circuit court order in the 12404 case. So she's tried, I say she, of course it was me, I helped her write this. I knew, you know, the case numbers and such. We were trying to make as plain as we could on the face of this motion that what we were asking for specifically was only modification of the 606 order. And this isn't just an academic exercise. You know, when Judge Vanover's order came down, in May of 2013, we had to figure out, as a practical matter, the next time visitation came around, what do we do? What order was in effect? We knew that Judge Powell had made all these rulings in 2012, and then some had been non-suited on appeal, and some had been withdrawn on appeal, and we had to develop an understanding then, and going forward, what order controls the relationship between these parents and these children with respect to visitation? And so, you know, if they'd all been non-suited, I don't know the answer. I don't know where we would have been if all 12 cases had been non-suited, if there'd only been, you know, there's some law that says when you non-suit a case, it's as if it had never been filed. And so if you appeal a case, the district court opinion is annulled. If you non-suit it, it's as if it had never been filed. But would we have been back to the 2010 order or the 2012 order? We didn't know. But we, fortunately, not too many years ago, the legislature, and it was a Boyd Graves statute, the legislature created this language in 16.1298D that says that when a civil appeal is withdrawn from the juvenile court, you go back to the juvenile court's order as if the appeal was never filed. And so we, you know, this has been an important issue day-to-day life for many years. And so what happened was, you can see, I'm a great admirer of Judge Alexander, but you can see in following the transcript where he got lost in the.
I can sympathize with anybody who gets lost in these transcripts. But,
so, I agree with you there, and I guess you could follow along in the transcript. Really, the relevant part of the transcript is from page 52 to 86. That's the whole discussion of where this was decided. And Judge Alexander announced his ruling on page 86, and he said, unfortunately, I have to send all this back. I mean, he was wrong, but he was doing what his duty as he saw it, and I respect that. But you could see on page 68, for example, where Ms. Miner was arguing this herself, and she said there were 12 orders. And he said, no, there was one order. And that's the rub right there.
Is this as simple, once you cut through all this, is this as simple, and I'm not sure the answer is necessarily yes, but is this as simple as concluding that that this particular case, with this particular case number, let me rewind a little bit. The basic premise is you can't have more than one court with jurisdiction over a case at one time.
Right.
And at the time this order was sought to be modified in juvenile court, the Court of Appeals had jurisdiction over all these other cases that had previously been non-suited and then refiled and whatnot because they'd worked their way up.
Right.
And your argument is simply that the circuit court erred in concluding that the principle applied to this particular case, since this wasn't involved in any of that other litigation that was then pending in the Court of Appeals. Is it really that simple?
It is exactly that simple, and part of the way that we know that, of course, is this court doesn't have jurisdiction over appeals from juvenile court cases. And there was no, you know, and this circuit court order that was on appeal in that other case plainly didn't involve this case. This case was the basis for the defense that was recognized in that case. For res judicata to apply, this order had to be a prior, separate, valid judgment on the merits that provided the basis for the res judicata defense.
And may I ask a question also?
Yes.
As a former juvenile court judge and understanding how the juvenile court numbers cases, they number cases individually by child.
Yes, Your Honor.
And your position is that this child, William, even though his disposition was in the earlier orders, that his case was dismissed and became final, and the appeal of all the other children and all the other numbers was what has gone through the system.
If you look at that page 25 again,
mm-hmm.
William's number was 6856.
Yes.
There were three cases as to him that Judge Powell decided.
Mm-hmm.
They were all appealed by Mr. Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
They all got separate notices of appeal. They all got new case numbers in the circuit court.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 0606 case.
Right.
The other two were non-suited, and then later they refiled and then appealed. So we're saying that the order, that there were three cases for William. One of them ended in 2013, and the other two were the subject of the of what went on for years thereafter. And it's that separateness of his case that allowed res judicata to apply for the, based on the 0606 case as to him. And it's also that separateness that allowed the juvenile court and later the circuit court, if it had thought it could, to modify that order as to William in this case. And unless there's any more questions, I thank you.
Thank you. We'll come down and greet you, and then we will be in recess for the day, and we'll